Hello everyone, it's time for another quick update this week. This week we have a special episode coming up. I'll be joined shortly by our Alberta manager Ed Hoegerdijk and BC manager Levi Minderhout to talk about summer 2019. It's the first week of July. Behind me, crews are dismantling the stage and other equipment from the Canada Day celebrations here on Parliament Hill earlier this week. We wanted to take this episode of Quick Updates to talk about grassroots action and some great ideas for how to use your summer this summer. You may recall at Fall Tour in 2017, we talked about the 12-step plan for building a relationship with your local representatives, whether it's your MP, your MLA, or MPP, mayor, or council members. The details of that plan are still available on our website at the link that you can find right here or in the episode notes below. That plan continues to be used to this day by groups like the Ottawa chapter, a number of school clubs across the country, and by various individuals who have reached out to me to let me know that they still use the plan and continue building that relationship. So why not take this summertime to focus on two or three of the items from that plan to reach out to one of your local representatives? As Andre often says, when it comes to the change that you can make happen in your community, it's relationship first, policy second. We've got a handy printable bookmark that you can make use of to help you work your way through that plan this summer as well. Now BC Manager Levi Minderhout joins us with another idea for your summer.
Hi Colin. So it's summertime now, and this is a great time to spend some time with your local MP or MLA because they're going to be at home for the summer in the ridings. Consider attending events that the politician is hosting or attending, or you can even consider hosting your own event, such as a barbecue, that you can invite the MP or the MLA to. For instance, my own church a couple weeks ago had our annual church picnic. Usually at our church picnic, it's just a time for congregation members to have fellowship with one another, to have fun, food, and some games. But this year we decided to spice it up a little bit. We invited a local federal candidate to come to our church picnic. And it was a great opportunity for congregation members and the candidate to get to know each other and to have that first crucial step of forming a relationship with the politician. So consider that doing this whether you live in BC, Alberta, Ontario, Manitoba, or any other Canadian province. It's easy and it's well worth the effort. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Levi. Many of you will be having church barbecues or picnics, and what better way for you to connect with your community and your church to connect with your community than to invite your local leaders and invite them to join in. Alberta Manager Ed Hoegerdijk has some other ideas for us now.
Thanks, Colin. While the summer of repeal continues here in Alberta, our MLAs continue to sit in the legislature debating various bills, including Bill 8, which is at the Committee of the Whole stage. As far as political action goes during the summer for our grassroots, I'd still like to encourage them. Summers are full of festivals and rodeos and things going on in cities and towns, and MLAs usually show up at those things, so that gives you an opportunity to connect with them and try to form a relationship with them. More things you can do, of course, check out our Speak Up booklet, which is also up on our website. Lots of ways to reach reform people, to reach the public, and to reach your politicians as well. Let's keep political action going in the summer. Just commit to one simple thing so that we can continue to educate and equip and encourage Christians to get more politically active and also provide a biblical perspective to our government leaders. Take care. God bless.
Thanks, Ed, and thanks to you, our grassroots, for the work that you do throughout the year in your community. Even if you haven't taken part before, this summer is a great time to give it a try. I want to challenge each of you to pick just one of these ideas that we've mentioned and make it happen before the end of the summer. Let's make summer 2019 a summer of action. That's all for this week. Thanks again for watching Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you next week for another episode.